Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Fabian Schär is not even looking at the Premier League table as Newcastle continued their march towards safety. The Switzerland international has been a key figure for Newcastle's recent revival, and he scored the decisive goal in Saturday's 2-1 home win over Brighton, which extended their unbeaten run to 8 games. A return of 18 points from a possible 24 has eased Eddie Howe's men 7 clear of the drop zone. But with successive games away at Southampton, Chelsea, Everton and Tottenham to come either side of this month's international break, he is simply targeting more of the same. He said, when you see where we were a few weeks ago and where we are now, the difference is huge and the change in the team is massive. Now we're 8 games unbeaten, we have a lot of confidence and we enjoy winning games. We just want to keep going like that. Moving on, and he might have missed out on a number of central defenders during January, but Eddie Howe insists he wouldn't swap any of his January targets for Dan Burn. Newcastle's recruitment team began January hoping to sign Sven Botman from Lille, and when their offers for the Dutch centre-half were rejected, they turned their attentions to Sevilla's Diego Carlos. Again, they were unable to get a deal over the line, so in the final days of the window, they approached Brighton to set up a £13 million deal for Burn. Well, Howe said, I can't credit Dan enough. I know I keep saying this, but he's coming and he's been so good at the training ground. He's been so good around the group. Finally, Amanda Staveley has claimed Saudi Arabia's public investment fund had the chance to buy Chelsea, but there was only one club for them, and that was Newcastle. Staveley acquired a 10% stake in the Magpies back in October as part of the deal that saw Mike Ashley sell the club to the consortium led by PIF. She is also a director at the club and was highly influential in organising the £305 million takeover. Speaking at the Financial Times Business of Football Summer on Thursday, she said, we had the opportunity to look at Chelsea, but there was only one club for us, and there will only be one club for us. That's all for now. We'll have more later.